Welcome to the Food and Farming Podcast from AHDB, keeping levy payers informed and at the heart of the conversation.
Hello and welcome to this podcast with AHDB. My name is Sam Charlton and I'm the Head of Engagement for Beef and Lamb. And I'll be joined today by our new CEO, Graham Wilkinson. Good morning, Graham.
Good morning, Sam. Fantastic to be here. At last.
At last. It feels like a long time coming.
It certainly has felt a long time from my perspective as well, but really looking forward to starting as the CEO for such a fantastic organisation here today.
We're going to spend some time getting to know you and what makes you tick, and then have a great conversation around why HDB. How does that sound?
Absolutely fantastic. Looking forward to it.
Good. So do you want to introduce yourself for the first time as CEO?
That'd be... My name's Graham Wilkinson. I'm obviously the incoming CEO of HDB. Live in the northeast of England, a little place called Yarm, for anybody that knows that. So I've always sort of been northeast based as well in the UK. I'm one of five children. I'm a twin, so there's a huge family of Wilkinsons in the northeast.
An identical twin?
Not an identical twin, no.
We could have had some fun with that.
We could have had some fun. Sometimes I actually would have liked him to be identical when I've got a lot on, so I could have actually used him.
And of course, I'm from the northeast as well, so we're going to need extra help in translating some of this, aren't we?
Yeah, we might need some.
And it sometimes get worse, I think, when two northerners get together as well. Good luck with that. I think we need to.
You're a little bit further up than I am.
I am.
In Pontyland, but a lovely, lovely part of the world.
Absolutely, yeah. And I'm Sam Charlton, and I head up the engagement team for AHDB and the beef and lamb sector.
Yeah.
And it is a pleasure to see you here today. We've never met before, have we?
No, we haven't. It's the first time we've come across each other yet.
And you don't know anything about what I might ask you today.
I'm in your hands, Sam.
I'll be kind. I promise. So you start 1st of March.
Yep.
Yeah. You've been with Arla previously.
Yep. So I've suppose my career very much is born on the family farm, dairy farm. It was a tenanted farm back in the time. I then worked for a farmer up in Sedgefield. We had dairy, we kept all our calves, so beef, we had laying hens and also arable as well. So true mixed farm up in a place called Sedgefield.
Yeah.
So worked there for about 9 years. So my career, certainly a third of my career, has been very much sort of practical farming experience, which I really enjoyed and has actually helped me throughout my career. I suppose at a point in my life, I got married, etc., and looked at opportunities beyond the farm gate.
Yeah.
And that saw me do a number of roles, very much agricultural related. Before then, an opportunity came to join a company called Express Dairies, which was part of Northern Foods back in the day. I worked there for a year before they then merged with Arla Foods. I've actually done two stints at Arla. So I did 9 years on the first time round. I left Arla and went to join Tesco and worked within their agricultural function, looking after the pig and poultry sector and also beef and lamb. Mm-hmm. So I got some really good experience, not just from a retailer end, but also the opportunity to better understand some of the other protein supply chains.
I mean, huge breadth of experience there, from practical farming, like you say, right through the supply chain. So why agriculture?
Being born and bred and spending every opportunity, every moment on the farm, that was where my passion came from. It's really just developed from there. I love working with farmers. I enjoy working with farmers. I enjoy being a part of this community, if I'm perfectly honest.
Yeah.
Even though my roles have maybe taken me slightly away from practical farming, they've always been, a strong connection with farming. I couldn't ever probably imagine myself working outside of agriculture.
So you mentioned there your father and your grandfather. Mm. Who has had the biggest impact for you in your career?
definitely at the start, my grandfather and my father were very big impact.
Did you always get on?
They taught me some good tricks. My grandfather used to say, you know, if it was a cold day, you know, if I had my hands in my pockets, you know, how could you possibly do a day's work with your hands in your pockets? So I used to get told off having my hands in my pockets. But that was a good lesson to learn. So you won't see me with my hands in my pockets. I am a grafter. I do enjoy my work.
And grafting's such a good
and
word.
I'll put everything into it. But then I suppose throughout my career, I've worked with some fantastic leaders, senior leaders within Arla, within Tesco as well, that have really helped to develop me as a leader, challenge me as well, and encourage me at the same time. And I've learned so much from.
And what is it about those leaders that have inspired you?
I suppose the things that I've really enjoyed is, I suppose, that empowerment that they've given me, that trust that they've given me, and that belief that actually you can actually make a difference. I suppose that's all I've ever tried to do in each of my roles, is be there to try and make a difference, make a positive difference. And that's and the belief that they've given in me, that's what's really sort of motivated. And I'd like to think that I've never let them down. So, I'm not intending to start now either.
No, definitely. And do you think leadership is different from within the organisation to what HDB need to deliver externally in a role like leadership?
Yeah, my ambition for HDB is that, you know, we are seen as leaders in our field. We are the go-to organisation. I don't see there needing to be a difference in the leadership we need to demonstrate within the organisation compared to the leadership that we need to demonstrate to our levy payers and across the sector as well. So I think that's what I want HDB to be seen as.
Yeah. And I've heard from pieces that you've done before that, you know, you've mentioned before, people are everything. So why is it that people are so important for you?
I always used to say to my team at Harlow, you know, if we look after our farmers, look after our people, and then, you know, the results will talk for themselves. I am very results driven as well, so I like to see those results come through. But I think ultimately I get a lot of satisfaction from seeing people step up that little bit extra and, you know, play a bigger part. And, you know, I think there's often some real gems across an organisation that sometimes don't get the airtime that they should, and that's what I want to identify. You know, we should have a strong talent pipeline of people coming through the organisation. I want, you know, and when we recruit, and, you know, if we're unable to recruit from within, you know, I want to see people come into our organisation, HDB, be seen, you know, as a real sort of strong career destination where you can get on and within your own personal career. So people working within the teams, I enjoy working within teams, I enjoy being around people as well. So that's definitely something that you will see from me. I enjoy it, and I enjoy seeing people succeed.
And I guess a lot of that relies on, you mentioned there about farmers speaking to us, about employees, industry stakeholders. How do we get those people to engage with HDB?
I would like to hear more. I don't think that it should be just a set time where we go out and listen. I want to hear every day. How can we improve? How can we get better? What should we be focusing on? What should we be prioritising? You know, it's I think it's important that we do that sort of those moment in time listening opportunities, but equally as well, I think those day to day listening opportunities from the team, you know, from myself, from levy payers, being out there, being more visible, that's something that we'll naturally do as a team going forward.
Great to hear. And how do we strike that balance between sometimes what people want and what you feel might be what people need are quite different?
Yeah.
How do you strike that balance?
It is a difficult balance, but I think what I've focused on in the past is being able to demonstrate the why. Why do we need to do this? You know, to be able to back that up with real data with insights. This is, from my previous role, we made some big strategic moves across the industry, but they've all benefited. I don't believe that we've ever introduced anything that has been detrimental to a farming business, but often they may be led from a consumer insight. So I think, really focusing on the why we need to do this, why this is important, I think definitely helps. Because you're absolutely right, Sam. Sometimes it'd be, we need to prioritise here, but we also need to recognise that, we want British food and farming, our levy pairs, to be the best that they can. And so we will need to prioritise some areas that maybe they may see not as being as important, but the data and the insights, that's where we then need to be able to share with them and demonstrate actually we do need to prioritise these areas. This is why it's important and why it's important to you. And ultimately, HDB is there to deliver value for our levy payers. And so we need to be able to demonstrate reasons why we're doing something and the value that ultimately this will bring to their businesses.
And that connection between value and your why is very powerful, isn't it?
Yeah.
Cheeky question here. What's your honest opinion of HDB? Before this job came along, what did you think?
I went into this process and I started to do a lot of research. So I didn't know where it was going to go. It was, it starts with a conversation, didn't know where it was going to go. And then I thought, I start to dig deeper. What's HDB really about? What are they doing? And I'll be honest, Sam, I was absolutely taken aback by how much I was quite disappointed in myself that I'd worked in this industry all my career and actually there's a lot of work that HGB do that goes unnoticed for whatever reason. We need to change that, by the way. we are going to change that because I think HGB ultimately sit behind a huge amount of insight, data, the work they do on research as well. And some of those areas I didn't actually realise that HGB did. So I went into this and I had a really sort of positive experience. I met the board and the passion that came from the board, the passion in what HGB is about, the passion in the people within the organisation, and the passion and the enthusiasm to deliver for levy payers. It was it really drew me to the role. So I think my honest assessment is actually a lot of work that potentially goes unnoticed. I think we need to shout louder and be prouder of the work that we do as a team. Sometimes I feel that from an outsider looking in, it's been an organisation that's obviously gone through significant change and change is difficult, but I really feel now, and this is why I'm here, is that we've got strong support from levy payers and from government on the the levy increase. British farmers, levy payers, need a strong HGB that is delivering for them now more than ever. So they really think that it's quite exciting. Actually, I'm really excited at this moment in time and being able to be very privileged in leading an organisation such as HDB.
It's certainly uniquely placed, isn't it, HDB?
Yeah.
So you mentioned there the recognition and, that discovery of, wow, look at all this work that HDB are doing. And it's not feedback that's new to us. We've heard that. Why do you think that is?
I'm not sure on the why. Obviously, as I started to investigate further, then I was really pleasantly surprised. I think when we talk about leadership as well, I think it's also about brave leadership as well. And I think we need to, and HGB has, but we need to be willing to step up and be accountable to our levy payers and to the industry as well. But be brave in our leadership and be prepared to prepared to do it. That's exactly what I'm going to be doing, and I expect every person that's working in HDB to be with me on that.
Just in case you missed it, I'm Sam Charlton. I'm Head of Engagement for Beef and Lamb at HDB. And I'm joined today by our new CEO, Graham Wilkinson. I've been asking Graham some questions about himself, but also what he expects as he joins HDB. I mean, let's talk about the job, because it's here now, isn't it? And
yeah.
And 21 years at Arla. I read your post when you left. And you left a tractor, is that right?
Yeah.
So amazing.
I have a little small holding, and I have a few old tractors. I have my old, my granddad's 434 McCormick tractor that I've did up with my father, and so I like tinkering and with vintage tractors as well. So it's a bit of fun. But they did a redesign in the office, and what can we put inside it? Well, you know, It's a farmer owned cooperative.
Yeah.
Farming is at the heart, so we decided to put a tractor in. Doing the tractor up was the easy bit. Getting the tractor into the office was actually quite everything.
You didn't drive it there.
Everything
then
had to come off, but it is a fully operational tractor. It just needs oil putting in it, and it's actually petrol paraffin. And it will run.
Fantastic.
But it's Yeah, it's a little parting gift to Arla. So everybody
that's a pretty big
everybody that
gift.
Works to Arla, everybody that works at Arla can always be reminded that farmers are at the heart of that organisation.
Yeah.
So maybe we need to think about a tractor at HDB.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, I'm up for that. But I think that tractor had meaning for you as well, though. So, you know, you described your time at Arla, the heart and soul of your career, I think, was how you described that in the post. That stood out to me. So, and what that said to me is how much you really must care coming across to HDB to make that move. So tell us more about that. Why?
So working with farmers, for farmers, is something that I've always been passionate about. And I think working together as one, we have always been stronger as one. And I think that's what we need to, you know, that's the culture that we need to really sort of develop further within HDB as well. But actually, HDB is working on behalf of levy payers. It's there to deliver value. That's the role that ultimately I've been doing at Arla, to return value to Arla members. It's exactly the same at HDB. The benefit I get is that I get to experience and understand other sectors, so, you know, the beef and lamb, the pork sector, cereals, oilseeds, etc. So I get the opportunity to work for more levy payers. And I think as well, it was fantastic being able to lead that global team supporting European farmers across those markets. But the opportunity to lead an organisation such as HDB, supporting British farmers and growers, that's what drew me to it.
Yeah.
I think that's what I'm really looking forward to do. So
you described that as passion to deliver for farmers, and that being your compelling purpose. Coming through, definitely. But you also talk about unleashing the full potential of British ag. So tell me more about that. What does that mean? What does that look like for you?
I think sometimes as an industry, we can sometimes knock ourselves down a little bit. And actually across different sectors as well. I think the opportunity to really, that one team mentality, that one team culture, it doesn't matter whether you work within HDB or you're a levy payer as well, we're ultimately one team.
Mm.
And ultimately we've got one ambition to deliver for our levy payers. So I think that one team culture is ultimately something that I'd like to develop further.
Yeah. What sort of relationship are you hoping HDB will develop with levy payers, the wider sector, and in particular with government?
Great question. So I suppose if we break them down into, I suppose, three areas. So from a levy payer perspective, then ultimately it's about that they see the value in the work that we do, and the work that we do that is ultimately then delivers for their businesses. I want the relationship from a levy payer's perspective that is very transparent. It's open. It's honest. That it's accountable. That we are accountable to them as well, and also trusted. So from a levy payer perspective, those are the sort of the core areas that I want HGB to be seen, and that the relationship with them. I think when you then start to look across the wider supply chain, I would like HGB to be seen as a core partner to them. And I think it is to a degree, but I think we can be more of that core partner across the wider supply chain. A facilitator. If we're not in the room, why? Mm. would be my question to them. A valued contributor in the work that we do, and the access to information, etc., that we have. So a core contributor, and ultimately being seen as leaders in our field. You know, if they're not picking our phone up at the start, then why aren't they picking our phone? You know, our USP within HGB is our independence. So that's what we offer. And I think from a government perspective, I think already HGB works very positively and strongly with, from as I can see it, with government, with the team in DEFRA. I think they're highly respected, and highly respected as that sort of independent expertise as well. But ultimately, I think within all those areas, you know, there's more that we can do, but those will be the sort of the core relationships that I would expect within those three fields.
Definitely. And you used the word there, partnership, and I think that's a lot different to sponsorship, and leads naturally to collaboration. So how do we become, or how do we be great collaborators?
So it's another great question. Collaboration is easy to say, but harder to do, and it takes time.
It's hard to measure as well, isn't it?
It's hard to measure, but I think trusted partnerships, you know, that trust in the people, and each, I suppose, area will play their part, and being trusted to play that part. And I think that then leads to greater collaboration in the work that we'll be doing. It's crucial. We can't do it ourselves. So we need to be part of that ecosystem, or whatever you want to call it. But you know, we need to play our part, and the role that HGB is there to do.
What would you like to achieve? What does success look like for you?
I need to recognise that I need to understand HGB. So today I've been on the outside. So I'm not going to come in and right. We're doing this, we're doing that. So I need to listen, and I think it's important that I do listen. I want to encourage people to come and tell me, whether that's within HGB or whether that's levy payers. You know, I want people to come. And they already have done. Since my appointment was announced, the amount of people that have looked to sort of share their thoughts and their insights, and there's a lot of passion out there that HGB is the organisation that we want it to be. So firstly, I need to listen and not jump to any conclusions. But I suppose my long-term ambition is that, you know, really leaving that legacy within British agriculture, an organisation that our levy payers value, that our levy payers trust, fully understand the breadth of what HGB has delivered and will continue to deliver in the future as well. And actually that they can look upon their own individual businesses, or whether it's across the processing sector, because obviously we work with them as well, the value that we bring has ultimately benefited supply chains, individual farming businesses as well. And I think to a degree that is happening now, but I think it needs to, and more needs to happen, and more organisations, individual farmers, etc., need to be able to recognise the value that AHDB can bring to their business. I have had the fortunate experience of working across Europe, so I've seen similar organisations to AHDB and how they operate in some of the European markets as well. And you know, there's a huge amount of value that we can bring. There's a huge amount of value already being done that we probably need to shout louder about.
Yeah, and you mentioned there that the European markets and your experience. How do we compare?
When I look across the markets that I've operated in, there's not as big a difference, I believe, than what we actually what someone would expect. So, but we've got a lot to be proud of in British food and farming in what we do. When I look at some of the performance around health and welfare, it's absolutely fantastic. You know, we should be very proud of the work that we do, and I think the opportunities going forward will be even more for us as well.
And you talk about value and delivering value for levy payers. How do we define what value looks like?
It's very difficult. But it's that, you know, I knew that every penny I spent in my previous role was a penny that didn't end up in a milk price into a farmer's pocket. So that is about, it's often about making tough decisions as to what we should be prioritising, ultimately what we then need to deprioritise as well. And I think the two things for me is also very much about scale and impact, that we can, what we're focusing, we've got a budget that we need to work within, and we need to deliver as much value, as much scale and impact from that value that the levy payers will benefit from. So it's a difficult one to answer, but it's ultimately about making those choices and those decisions and prioritising. And sometimes deprioritising can be actually harder. Stopping something can be harder than actually starting something.
Yeah. You sound like you speak from experience.
I've got a lot of experience. If I'm honest, Sam, some of that experience is from things that I've actually got wrong over my career as well. But you know, I'm a great believer that, you know, if we're not making mistakes, then we're not actually, we're not learning and we're not pushing the boundaries. Yeah. So I'd encourage that. We'll continue to learn and we'll continue to push those boundaries, because you know, we ultimately want to play our part in successful British food and farming.
What did you learn from the best mistake you've ever made?
One of the biggest mistakes, or one of the biggest insights I had, we did this exercise as a team, and we all have different personalities and preferences in how we operate. This was quite a few years ago, but it taught me a very valuable lesson that actually the strength of a team is about having all different personalities, different preferences within that one team. The biggest mistake was I probably went into leadership and leading teams thinking, actually, we just need to be like this. Absolutely wrong. So, but I learned that a long time ago, and so I've learned my lessons from that.
So I guess what we're talking about there is diversity, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, and how important that is.
Yeah.
But it's not easy, is it?
It's not easy, but it's so important. And I want everybody to feel listened to, everybody to feel valued, everybody to feel trusted. And I think we create that culture, then we will absolutely... I want people to enjoy it as well.
Yeah. How do you want people to feel when they work for HDB?
So I want them to feel proud when they walk through that door, that they are making a difference. They are part of a team that is making a huge difference to British food and farming, first and foremost. So they play a crucial role as part of that. So that's when they walk through the doors, I want them to feel and think like that. But ultimately, throughout my career, I've worked hard and I've played hard. So we can deliver, fantastic things, and we will do that.
Yeah.
But we can also do it with a smile on our faces and have a little bit of fun along the way.
Yeah, that word, fun. Yeah, it's loud, isn't it?
It's sometimes It's not a word that people use often, but I can guarantee that when you know, a team that is enjoying the work that they do feel part of a family, of a group of people that is there for each other, that looks out for each other and has fun along the way, then that's the culture that I want to create within HGB.
Sounds good. So final question from me then. What's the next chapter for HGB? And more specifically, how are you going to help us get there?
The next chapter. So we've obviously got with the Shape the Future. So we've gone out, we've gone and we've listened. So we've got very clear plans across each of the sectors on what we need to deliver. We've got I suppose the positive feedback on the levy as well. So for me, this next chapter is, and I'm not saying that. Please don't take this is the wrong way that HGB hasn't delivered, but I do think that we are in delivery. We know what we need to do. We've got a plan, and it's now very much around executing that plan. But at the same time, being able to listen and being able to adapt and be agile to that plan. So I think it's very clear to me, and obviously with my work so far with the board members as well, that you know very much around delivering for our levy payers in the plans that we've got, the sector plans and the work that we've done so far, and really adding that value. That would definitely be my focus going forwards.
Yeah. And what's your role in that?
So my role within that is that as a leader, I want to, and obviously working with my leadership team as well, is being able to, you know, where there are barriers, where there are things that are going to prevent us or stop us, then ultimately we need to make sure, we need to give our teams the opportunity to deliver on what they need to do. So it's about being that one step, two steps ahead to make sure that we're knocking down those barriers, so we're allowing our people to ultimately get on and do kind of thing. So that's certainly something that I'll be focused on with my new leadership team, in making it easier for people to get on and do and make a difference and drive that change.
That's like music to my ears. We all like to get on and do. It's been really good talking to you today, and a privilege that I'm one of the first that have been able to do so as well. So there are lots of people at HGB and, of course, across the industry that are really looking forward to meeting you. So a very warm welcome to HGB.
Thank you very much. It's been fantastic meeting you today as well, Sam. And really looking forward to meeting everybody else and hearing from everybody else. Well, I can't wait to get started, and I hope that everybody will join me on that. Yeah. We've got work to do.
That that drive back to the northeast might give you some of the peace that you need after the many meetings that are coming your way in the coming months.
I'm expecting to be extremely busy, but I enjoy being busy, and I'm looking forward to it as well.
Good. Thank you very much, Graham.
Thank you, Sam.
If you have any comments about this podcast or have ideas for future episodes, please email foodandfarming@ahdb.org.uk.